And what's that thing in the middle of it? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Maybe hub.
Well, I think it is.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
What about, this is, you may or may not remember, might have never had any contact with it, but something, the outside part of the wheel. You remember that as being the rim?
I started to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just fixing to see it.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard of felly?
What?
Felly is a part of a wheel, the felly.
I don't remember that.
I didn't wheels. Either. I didn't either. It's one of the words in here, and I want to see if you...
We used to have the wheels, but I never did mess with such as that, and
sure.
My husband fooled with it.
Right.
Hub, I remember the hub part.
Yes. Do you remember what, when they were going to plow, a piece of wood across the back that the animal was hitched to, a piece of wood like this, and had a hook on each end, and the harness or something was fastened to it, and then he pulled on that?
Yeah, I remember, but I don't remember us ever doing it, but that's a level of land off, I reckon.
Okay.
That's what I...
A leveler, did you call it? What about a single tree? Do you know what a single tree
is? Well, a single tree, you hitch that to the mule, you know.
Yes.
That's...
You remember anything else that might have been called? What about if there were two of them, like there were two mules pulling?
Mm-hmm. They called that single tree.
Okay.
That's what we always call it.
All right. And if you had a single tree here and a single tree here, and then there'd be a thing back here that pulled both of them together somehow. Apparently that was sometimes called a double tree. That doesn't...
There's a double, two mules, two at a one.
Yeah, with two mules?
That's double.
Double tree. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing? He's
hauling wood.
Yes. And if there's a log across the road, you'd say...
That's a log.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I tied a rope to it and...
Drug it out.
Yes. And what about the thing you use to break the ground with in the spring?
Harrow.
Okay, and was that the first one that you used? Did you use something that kind of turned, that went in a blade and sort of turned it over before the harrow?
Well, they used to have plows that would do that.
Did you use that before you used the harrow?
No, use harrow first.
Okay, and what do you remember? Any different kinds of harrows or different names for them?
No, that's all I've ever known.
Okay. You ever heard of a spring tooth harrow?
Mm-hmm.
What is a spring? Do you remember what a spring tooth harrow was?
We just called it harrow.
It was a harrow.
It was a harrow.
Okay. And the wheels of a wagon fit onto that thing that goes across under it. It's in a cart.
What is that? Cross something.
A cross piece or crossbar.
Cross piece.
What about the things that go between the wheels of a car? The axle or axe? What do axle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same?
I say that's on the same thing. On this different material and everything.
Do you remember a word for a thing that you might lay a log across to chop the end or saw it off?
Saw.
Okay. The saw would be the thing you pulled back and forth. Well, what about a frame like that? You might have had two things like this and you'd lay a log across it and...
Saw it up.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to do.
Okay, you remember one like this that things were laid across, a wooden thing like this that came to a point like there'd be a leg down this way and a leg down this way and they'd take two of them and then lay plank across it. No?
No, I don't. I don't remember that.
Yeah, well...